Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our spiritual breakfast, and this is our Riyadu Salihin segment. We continue with our chapter, and that is focusing on mercy, being a mercy to others. Hadith 232 is the hadith that we are busy with. عن جندب ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. Hazrat جندب ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه lived in Kufa and then Basra. He was also known as جندب الخير, and they were 43 ahadith which were narrated from him. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This honorable Sahabi رضي الله عنه mentions that Nabi Kareem Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and this is our golden lineage, that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. That whoever prays Fajr Salah, whoever prays the Fajr Salah, he is under protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you would understand that this time currently in South Africa, most places you would find that Fajr Salah, Jamaat Salah is taking place around about 4:30 to 5:30. And to exit at that time, one may be overawed with fear. But when you look at what Allah Azza wa Jal offering, then you put that all aside. That this is my protection now. I'm not going to search for medical aid. I'm not going to search now for my insurance. I'm not going to search now for my security guards. That is not going to come for assistance for me. The real aid assistance, and that is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what we should be searching for. من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله. That a person who offers the Fajr Salah is under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء. So let not Allah Azza wa Jal seek from you anything regarding his protection. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتْلُبْهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ يُدْرِكُهُ. Because a person who is under his protection, under Allah's protection, Allah Azza wa Jal will seize that person. Allah will seize that person from whom he seeks anything regarding his protection, regarding Allah's protection. So if that person is under Allah's protection and you go and you search, disrupt the protection of Allah, which you cannot do, then remember you will be taken to task. يَكُبُّهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will then fling him on his face into the fire of hell. Allah Azza wa Jal will fling him. ثُمَّ يَكُبُّهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. He will then fling him on his face, straight, direct dispatch into the fire of hell. This is the narration of Muslim. Allama Sha'rani Rahimullah has written that despite the oppression of Hajjaj, he would still question the people and ask them, have you performed your Fajr Salah, before deciding to punish them. If they had, he would not harass them, fearing the warning stated in this hadith. So this is it. Ibn Hajar, Rahimullah, stated that this hadith contains a severe warning for those who harass a person who has performed Fajr Salah. So look at the status, the honor that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to that person who performs his Fajr Salah. For the men, you are going to perform in the masjid, in Jama'ah. That is the place for you. For the females, you perform in your homes, which is the prescribed, the best place for you to perform. And when you will do this year, you will be under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. When anyone searches to harm you, then remember they are interfering with that protection which is not of human force. That protection which does not contain just ordinary weapons. It is that protection which is none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Khaliq, the Creator. You're under His protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this ability, strength, and to focus that we read our Fajr Salah. The Ummah is our masjids lacking people at the time of Fajr Salah. There is almost 1-2 serfs maximum, 3. But where is the rest of the people? Our men need to come to the masjid. Our women need to encourage our men and their sons that you need to go to the masjid so that we can become the strong force again. May Allah Azza wa Jal encourage myself and all by all the people around us, our Muslimin, and let people be encouraged. People go out, you see them with their trolleys going to collect, look in search in dustbins for their sustenance for the day. Yet they have realized the value of that sustenance. That is why they will go out there. We haven't realized the value of this Iman, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. If we did, we would have run. We would have made sure that we're there in that masjid. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.